We're 60 seconds from the shock collar question of the day. And what's the worst habit that you guys picked up during the pandemic?
I already had all of them, so I don't know what else I picked up. Yeah.
I'm not talking about
eating more, drinking more. Is that what we're going with?
That's a good
thing.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about working without pants because we all worked through the pandemic together.
Yeah.
Everybody in this room knows that was normal pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just fine with that.
The reason that I bring it up is because according to a recent survey by my number one trusted source, Value Penguin, they're saying they're an insurance company. By the way.
Value Penguin.
Oh, okay. Much better than Quality Walrus. I'll let you know that.
Okay.
Definitely sign up for Value Penguin.
Those rates are too high.
But they found 61% of us are trying to break an unhealthy habit developed during the last year and a half.
Okay.
And I guessed day drinking was number one.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
For sure.
But turns out it's actually number four.
That's because people aren't that worried about changing it.
No. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
They're like, yeah, now I'm used to it. I work it in.
Yeah.
Sleeping too little or too much was number three.
See, okay, that's what I was thinking. I didn't know what to do. Like, do I sleep more or was I sleeping less?
Number two is bad eating habits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tried to fix
for
that.
Sure.
And the number one most unhealthy habit we developed during the pandemic is too much screen time.
That's true, though.
Everybody's hooked on their phones, glued to the TVs.
Yeah. And, like, listening to news more than ever. Like, we need to break that habit. That depresses me.
Even the other day, I legit was watching TV. I was like, you know what? I need a screen break. My eyes hurt. And I turned the TV off, and I got
Picked your phone up.
And I'm on social media for 30 minutes. Then I go, I need a break from this, and I go play video games.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all, yeah.
The best way to break your screen addiction is by going to our social media, at Brooke and Jeffrey. Watch a couple videos on there. You will never want to go online ever again.
I gotta say, our Instagram and our YouTube is pretty good right now.
We are. We got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty legit.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
We
and then
feed your addiction.
Give up your screens forever. But now let's move on to something more productive and wholesome.
Yeah.
Let's shock each other. Because it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. Give the wrong answer, you're going to be punished with a shock while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose is going to draw a name out because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
I got Jose Double Wide Bolaño.
You took my nickname.
Jose's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Did you know as early as 2000 BC, there is proof that humans were enjoying desserts? It turns out an archaeologist found an old Applebee's receipt for a chocolate chip cookie sundae.
Good choice.
That's how I know. But seriously, there was one dessert back then that was held in such a high regard that when the Romans conquered Greece, they stole the secret recipe for it and renamed it placenta. Thank goodness that didn't stick, but the recipe did, and it was so loved that they even made small versions of it to serve to athletes during the first Olympic Games held in 776 BC. Now you can find this all over the world in hundreds of countries. What dessert am I talking about?
Pretty sure I saw Applebee's have placenta on the menu
That's seasonal, Jeff.
It's springtime.
Okay. Is it bad that the first thing I thought of when I heard the word placenta was Jello?
No, that's what I thought too.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's like a placenta puree.
I thought that too, because athletes would eat it because they eat like sugary like gummy bears and stuff sometimes.
Yeah. Jello is an interesting thought. So you're thinking of the BC era. I mean, not a lot of cooking technology back then. You don't have the air fryers quite yet.
That's what's great about Jello. You just heat it up on a stove. I mean, you got a fire. You can make Jello.
They have fire, yeah. So they did have fire. She's right.
Yeah.
You can put a pot on the stove.
Everything was made in ovens or in those big kilns.
Yeah.
So what could you make in a kiln as a dessert?
Well, my first thing, and it doesn't really make sense, but just because it's Greek and the Olympic Games were originally all in Greece, was baklava. You know, because that's
so delicious.
It's so good.
Oh, and I want to eat some right now.
It's simple. It's just a lot of honey.
Pastry.
Pastry.
And honey was like a really decadent treat.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because you literally had to go in and get it with your hands.
Right.
And fight some bees to get it.
Yeah, yeah, right. You still do.
Let's get the question one more time.
Yeah. One dessert was held in such high regard over 2,000 years ago that when Romans conquered Greece, they stole the recipe for it and claimed it as their own. They also renamed it placenta, but I promise it's more delicious than it sounds. This dessert can be found today in hundreds of countries all over the world, and a surprise hint, it's delicious. And if Jose was allowed to eat it right now, he would.
So it could be any candy
interesting.
Ever.
Yes.
Ancient Greece,
mm-hmm.
Mount Vesuvius.
Okay, where are you going?
Lava cake. Ooh. Is that where lava cake came from?
That'd be
and
amazing.
Now it's haunting our break room to this day?
I kind of like the honey aspect. Is there any other honey candy that I'm thinking of? Bit of honey is delicious, by the way.
Mm. Okay, I have another thought process is, why would they call it placenta? Did they know that a placenta in a woman...
I'm guessing placenta, like, probably is a Greek word for something else.
Like the birth of life.
Yeah, because your placenta feeds the baby is right? What a placenta does.
Maybe it was placenta shaped.
That's what I was thinking. Or like gross, but what if it was like a jello or a pudding?
What
placenta,
shape?
It looks kind of like a...
Like a bag.
A big kidney. No, it's in a bag. Ew. But the placenta itself looks kind of like a big kidney.
Okay, is there anything that's shaped like that that's a dessert?
See, I think you're looking too literally at placenta.
Okay,
but
yeah, yeah. The only thing I don't like about baklava answer
is... it's too easy.
It's, yeah, and all the flakes. How do they get it so flaky?
We need
lots
an answer.
Butter.
The only thing that makes the most sense that we've thrown around is baklava, Jake. So I'm going to go with that. Final answer.
I told you about an ancient dessert from 2,000 years ago where athletes enjoyed it during the first Olympic Games. Greek brides and grooms were also known to have it as a traditional wedding cake. The simple ingredients of flour, wheat, honey, and cheese were formed into a mold and baked and came out looking like a woman's placenta, hence the name.
Oh, it did come out looking like that.
Thankfully, they changed it, and now people all around the world know it today as cheesecake.
Oh! Wow.
And the reason I ask you this question is because today is National Cheesecake Day.
Happy placenta day!
So I love my mom's cheesecake, which makes the whole placenta thing really weird.
Yeah.
Makes you think, what are you eating, like,
what?
A
that
brother?
A cheesecake does not look like a placenta.
Oh, you had perfect cake molds back in 776 BC,
that's a good point. Okay, okay.
We did not get it right, so somebody wanted to hear Low by Flo Rida. You'll get shocked while singing that, Jose.
Shorty had them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
With the fur.
The whole club, they was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, wow. Shorty got low, by the way.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We did it, everybody.
What?
It's Friday.
Yay! We made it!
And right now...
I feel like I'm going to cry.
The Brooke and Jeffrey social media pages are on fire.
Yeah.
Because not only is my brand new song of the week up there on our TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all at Brooke and Jeffrey, but we also had a hidden camera moment this week where we secretly filmed Jose.
Oh, yeah.
It was so sweet.
It was weird.
Oh, my God.
I think it was supposed to be funny. But it ended up being sweet.
It was so sweet. I was there, and I didn't know there was a camera either. I was just like, oh, there is no toxic masculinity in this office, and I can't tell you how refreshing that is.
Yeah, it got kind of steamy.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome.
Make sure to check it out and leave a comment for Jose there. And then, of course, we've been doing the Brooke and Jeffrey Summer Games all week long.
Oh, yeah.
That's been in honor of the international competitions in Tokyo right now. And so we've been competing in Olympic-ish style events.
Yeah,
we've seen spiky
sort of
soccer, where we played soccer with an actual pineapple.
Which, I gotta say, when they brought the pineapple out, I thought immediately, like, I'm gonna break an ankle.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It hurt as bad as I expected.
It was very buoyant.
Yeah.
I mean, we broke it.
Yeah, a lot. Okay. We went through a couple pineapples.
We were stronger.
Also a saran wrap challenge, which I would just describe as a big disaster wrapped in clear plastic.
I say
that if you're the losing team, not a disaster
thing
for us.
But tell you don't clean up your kitchen very often, Jeffrey, because you didn't know how to unwrap the wrap.
Anyway, brand new video is going up next week, and I'll just say there's an event that involves mayonnaise.
It is
lots and lots of mayonnaise.
Oh, it is honestly the grossest thing I've ever done in my life.
I already hate mayonnaise.
I don't know if we should even release this video.
Yeah,
I don't want to see it.
It might be one of the funniest things we've ever done on the show.
Yeah, I just want to see it.
Oh, like, my God.
No,
so that's all up on the Brooke and Jeffrey social media, at Brooke and Jeffrey. Make sure to take a look. And next, we're going to do laser stories. It's the radio segment that's one stomach flu away from its goal weight. Laser stories.
That is not
the only benefit of a stomach flu.
I mean,
it's a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
And those other crustaches just don't.
Ew.
This first laser story is out of Florida. A 68-year-old man named Glenn Hutchinson stays at an assisted living facility with his roommate, 66-year-old Edward Davis.
Okay.
And the other day, the two got into a huge argument, and neither would back down.
Uh-oh.
Two old men fighting.
Don't mess with them.
Glenn wanted to watch cartoons on TV.
Uh-oh.
But Edward really wanted to watch a rerun of an old episode of Monk.
Oh.
Okay, Monk is a legit good show.
I will agree with
Literally never heard of it.
At what age do you realize, like, this isn't where you need to be putting your energy?
I guess it's all you have.
They're spending their day watching TV. They want a good show.
Yeah, well, you don't waste a day watching TV.
The argument escalated, and Glenn got so irate that his roomie wasn't letting him watch cartoons, and he whacked him in the head with his aluminum cane.
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
All right, what is he, making a cartoon now?
Yeah. And then a pie in the face.
Yeah.
Ed is in a wheelchair, so not seem like it was a fair fight, but that didn't matter to him, because he retaliated by gunning his motorized scooter straight into Glenn's leg.
Did I do that?
Video. I'm shifting into second gear over here, mother.
Nurses and orderlies heard the commotion but couldn't get into the room because the other seniors were blocking the door outside, chanting, "Fight! Fight! 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 Fight!"
I would watch Seniors Fight Club.
Oh my God.
So would.
But instead of taking off their shirt, they take out their teeth?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Finally, the cops were called. And because the cane situation happened first, Glenn was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Oh, come
really?
On.
Is an aluminum cane a deadly weapon?
Well, at that age it is. They bruise easily, Brooke.
That's a good point.
The facility's now considering having two TVs in one room as a potential solution.
How?
No, you gotta that's have not going to help.
Then the sound.
Hey, turn down your cartoons over there. I'm trying to watch Monk.
This next laser story is out of Mamou, Louisiana.
Okay.
When you're looking for a new neighborhood to move to, most people just want good schools, low crime rates, and hot male men.
Oh.
Amen, Jeffrey, amen.
I just look for good restaurants.
Yeah. One neighborhood has a little bit of a different allure. It's planning to open next year, and it's called T-Boy's Swinger Trailer Park.
Oh, no. Okay, please tell me this is like...
This sounds like a sketch out of South Park or something.
Their motto is, bring your house and share your spouse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's
swingers
exactly what
never
I thought it is.
Yeah.
It's the first official swingers trailer park in North America.
How could that be? And how could that possibly be?
No, there are many. They're just the first label. Uh-huh.
Official,
yeah.
Okay.
And the owner says that since he put up the website, the phone hasn't stopped ringing.
No.
Yes!
Maybe it's so popular because of the amenities there. According to the listing, it'll have a nude pool, nude yoga stadium.
Wow.
A stadium?
Stadium.
Yeah. That's
it's not studio, it says stadium.
Okay. Dang.
So maybe they want people to watch.
This is the fanciest trailer park I've ever heard of, by the way.
They also have a strip poker hall and a key party cabana.
Oh, party's here!
That room is going to smell.
Yeah.
That cabana will not be sanitized.
They also have a whole stadium full of Clorox bleach as well. Yeah.
So how do you get in? Well, sorry to everyone in this room, but they don't take just anyone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, exclusive.
The site says you have to send a picture of your spouse in order to get approval.
What? Who's approving it?
What kind of swingers trailer park is having standards?
The owner says he has one message for all the haters out there. Sucks to be them. There's no reason to get mad at anybody for their preference. People just want to have a good time, enjoy themselves the way that they want to. That's perfectly what it is.
Dude, I agree with him.
I think we need to open one next door for the Uggos. I mean,
if
he's making so much money.
His next laser stories out of Oi, downtown down under.
Oi!
It takes a special kind of person to think this is fashionable, but a jewelry company in Australia is in the news because they make necklaces out of your loved one's teeth after they pass away. The company's called Grave Metallum, and they do everything from necklaces and earrings to rings with full molars.
Wow. Molar rings.
Yeah.
I've never thought I'd hear those two words combined.
Yeah. It's how you remember grandma.
How you propose, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You just send them the teeth, and they'll turn it into jewelry for you.
Oh.
The prices range from hundreds to even thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Oh.
They can also do it with kids' baby teeth. So if you want to make like a tennis bracelet from your children's original bicuspids, no problem.
Yeah.
Why do we need these? Why do we need to keep them?
I've always thought the Tooth Fairy has the grossest job out of all of the...
Yeah.
They say they'll even do your own teeth if you're into that.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know. I have relatives. Not all my relatives have good teeth. I don't want to have like a rotten one. Like, well, it's yellow, but I'll I'll never forget them.
The owner says she likes working with the teeth of loved ones who've passed away because it helps people deal with their grief.
Yeah.
Quote, I got an email the other day from a woman who was feeling depressed, and then she remembered her husband's two front teeth earrings.
Yeah.
And once she put them on, she felt so much better.
You know what, though? Whatever it takes.
Gerald used to nibble on my ear,
and now he
can still do it.
Ew! Why am I not grossed out by this at all?
I don't know.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm concerned for you.
This next laser story is out of Career World. There's a list of jobs that's going viral right now because they sound like they'd be cool, but people who work those jobs say they're not what you'd expect.
Okay, I'm guessing radio's at the top of this one.
Here's the top ones. Number 5 is chef.
Okay.
Like a lot of gigs, your passion can get weighed down by very long hours and needing to rely on people who aren't as passionate about their jobs as you are.
Oh, yeah, I think for sure. Chef would be so
I have a
hard.
Friend who's a chef, and like in the summer especially because he does weddings, we only can see him on Tuesdays.
Number 4. Flight attendant. It was glamorized in the past, and there are perks, but you're basically a server who cleans toilets and sometimes gets verbally abused.
I think that's more than sometimes these days.
Yeah,
or physically abused sometimes.
Totally.
Number 3 is nursing, especially an ER nurse.
Oh my best friend was an ER nurse.
They say you're caring for people, but the level of horror, negativity, and mental exhaustion can be pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And she said the politics inside a hospital are ridiculous. Yeah.
Number 2, veterinarian.
Really? I thought that'd be a fun job.
You might think it's all about caring for cute animals, but it's really about stressed out owners, soul-sucking treatment decisions, and dying creatures all day, every day.
Oh, yeah. My roommate's in vet school, and I hear the stories.
Oh,
that would be sad.
And finally, the number 1 job you'd think is fun and cool, but it's really not, is anything in film.
Really?
What? Whoa. I still think they'd be cool.
Yeah.
They say you're overworked and underpaid, and you don't get any credits unless you're one of the few big shots.
I literally know a lot of comics that live in LA, and some of them do extra work.
Ooh,
and they will stand on set, though, for 12 hours and do nothing.
Yeah.
And it's the most boring job ever, and they only make like $100 at the end of the day.
But then your head's in the movie.
Yeah, but in LA... And exactly. And in L.A., you can buy a smoothie with that much money.
One smoothie.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Speaking of movie stars, have you seen this guy's latest flick?
No.
It's a spinoff from White Men Can't Jump.
Oh.
It's called Green Shells Can Hump.
Ooh, I like it.
Not rated yet.
Yeah, I'm guessing not G.
No. The critics say it has a lot of soul in it, so highly recommend.
Yeah, I get it.
Catch that on HBO Max.
That means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Finally, something funny from the Olympics.
What?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You know, every 4 years when the games happen, we always see the same types of stories over and over and over in the media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the inspiring ones about the athletes who triumph.
Yeah, they're really sweet.
There's the heartbreaking ones where someone fell short of their dreams.
Hopes were crushed. Those also make me cry. Why am I crying so much at sports?
And the record-breaking ones where some Olympians slept with the entire Hungarian water polo team in under 19 seconds.
Whoa!
Are you saying you got a gold medal?
That's right.
How do you hold your breath that long?
Brooke cries during those, too.
Yeah.
But there was
different reasons.
One Olympic story in the news recently that was both refreshing and hilarious.
Ooh.
And this all started when a New Zealand triathlete named Hayden Wild won the bronze medal in the men's triathlon.
Okay.
Cool.
Not one that I watched personally,
but
apparently it was big over there. And when it happened, there was a reporter back in his hometown covering the race where a bunch of people were watching it on TV.
Which is always so cool to see because you see like their friends, their family, like their eighth grade science teacher cheering them on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, my old people would never be cheering on. Like, Jose's in the Olympics? Yeah, right.
But when he won, they started interviewing people.
Yeah.
And they came across this one woman who dated him back when they were younger.
Oh! And now I would want this to happen.
Dude, she's an ex and she shows up to the viewing party. I gotta say, that takes...
Yeah.
That would feel so good as the Olympian.
Right.
You're watching, are you?
And so they interview her and she starts wondering if maybe she made a mistake to end their relationship.
Oh, she did?
She did make a mistake.
I know, but you don't say it. You're just, oh, no, I don't care.
Here's the clip.
I went to primary school with him, and he's grown so much. And, real proud.
Yeah. What would you like to say to him? He's obviously over in Tokyo.
Oh, I regret backing up with you.
Wow.
Wow.
She
said it. She regrets doing it.
I regret
breaking up with you. To be honest.
She went on to be like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm really proud of him.
No, she's not kidding. That was the truth. And then that was just the backpedaling that came afterwards.
So unfortunately, though, it doesn't sound like they have a shot at getting back together because the Olympian's already in a relationship.
She should have played it off and been like, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm dating Dwayne The Rock Johnson now. You know, good luck to him.
Yeah. I'll try one of the Hemsworth brothers. Yeah. I think they're around here.
It's a pretty funny story, and it sparked a discussion online where people were asked, did you ever date someone famous before they made it big?
Ooh.
And actually got a lot of responses. These were some of the best ones. Uh-oh. One girl wrote, Louis Tomlinson from One Direction asked me out while I was having a cigarette outside a club.
Oh my God. What? You know, One Direction guy.
Yeah.
Not Harry Styles, the other one.
All I know is Harry and Zane.
The other one.
The
one with the hair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
This was when they were just a band trying to make it on X Factor, so I had no idea who he was. He told me he was in One Direction, and I just laughed and was like, okay, sure you are. Then he took my phone and Googled himself on it and showed me the picture, and it was him, but doing that was such a turnoff, I said I had to go back inside to find my friends.
Yeah, it's very douchey. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Especially for a boy band.
Yeah.
And it's very desperate.
It is a little desperate.
Alexis is like, oh, you're a One Direction cover band? That works.
Well, another guy said, I have a friend who claims, with some validity, to have dated Taylor Swift for 2 weeks back in the 8th grade.
Is it the validity that it only lasted 2 weeks?
Maybe.
Poor girl.
He says, now we just assume he's the subject of all her early breakup songs and blame him for her roller coaster love life.
Okay, it's not him.
Well, I mean, she was 12 when she was writing some of these things, right?
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
She is.
You never know. She was really young when she started.
That has to feel good when you hear a song on the radio and you can say it's about you.
Well, it depends on the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not like, point. I don't mess with you. Yeah. I hope that's not about me.
Another person said, my dad went to high school and wrestled with Axl Rose.
Cool.
I wouldn't consider that dating, but there was a lot of touching and hugging.
<I'm sweating.
laughs> I consider that dating.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know he'd put that in a dating bio.
Yeah.
If
you're just joining us, we're looking at an online discussion where people talked about famous people that they've dated before they made it big. Another one said, my cousin had a brief romance with Natalie Portman when they were in their teens.
What?
That's a big get. She is gorgeous.
I mean, if you're in Star Wars, you've made it.
Dude,
you're A-lister.
She is so beautiful.
She's amazing.
He says, I called BS, but then he showed me letters that they exchanged back when she was filming Star Wars and writing letters was still a thing.
And she's such a hipster. Of course she'd be writing letters.
Apparently they no longer speak.
Because letters aren't a thing anymore. That's
that's
problem.
Why. Yeah. Bring letters back into vogue. This one says, a friend of mine dated Jim Carrey before he was famous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he is so entertaining, but how do you look at him like romantically?
I don't know.
Well, they go on. They say, I've seen the pictures. This was when he was dirt poor. She broke up with him because apparently he could never be serious.
Yeah, totally could see him being like that.
Like, I don't know why I'm getting images of him in the bedroom.
Yeah,
doing...
I like it a
He's like,
lot.
Come over here, little lady. Plant a kiss on me. And then do not go in there.
Somebody stop me.
Yeah. She's like, no, really, stop.
Okay, this is enough.
Did anybody in this room date somebody famous?
I wish.
I mean, not famous, but there's this girl who now is like the poster child for Ferrari. And she's this huge model.
Nice.
And we had her in studio years and years ago. And she had a rule on dates. She didn't like guys that swore. And I got wasted on her date, and I think I swore every other word.
Exactly.
Anyway, now I was walking, I forget where it was, Costco. I saw her on a pillow like commercial. And now she's like the poster child for Ferrari.
I don't know
what that's about.
I hung out with a guy from One Tree Hill for a while.
Oh, I know that name.
Yeah. I don't know if his name is Tyler Hilton.
I thought you were gonna say the other hotter guy.
No, not that one.
That's disappointing.
The one that nobody knew about. Yeah.
You know, the ugly.
But
Hilton.
I got to meet the rest of the cast of One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we like dated, we just were talking.
You know what I mean?
Like, it wasn't serious.
Same with me and Ferrari.
Yeah. I'd like to think of us as the famous people.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm going with.
So, if anybody dated us, you can text in.
Yeah, go ahead. Text in 78592. Yeah, how bad were we?
There's like 20 disappointed texts right now.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this. All right, it's time for your phone tap. And have you ever had a run-in with somebody out in public or even over the phone where the person on the other end 100% knows you? but you have no idea who they are.
Like, so bad all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrible with names and faces.
And he's like, I'm your husband, bro.
Not ringing a bell.
Oh, yeah, I want to say Mitchell. No, it's Mike. Yeah.
It can be really awkward.
No, seriously.
And you have a choice in that moment. Do you try and go along with it and pretend like you actually know them?
I always do.
That's what I do.
Hey, brother or sister.
I'm like, man, have you seen? Oh, God, I'm forgetting their name.
Yeah.
What's their?
Or do you cut your losses and just come clean? Ooh. Well, the guy on the phone today tries to fake it at the start, but he just can't do it because Jose puts a lot of pressure on him, and then things get really messy after that. You'll hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, oh my gosh, is this Landon?
Yeah, this is him.
Dude, oh my gosh, what's up? I am so glad this is the right number, bro. I've been trying to get a hold of you for weeks now.
Who is this?
This is Ricky.
I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. Ricky who?
Dude, it's Ricky Martinez, bro. You know who this is. Anyway, I need to tell you something. I think you are about to be stoked. I want you to be the best man at my wedding. Congratulations, dude.
I'm sorry. What is this?
I thought I was going to be single forever. Anyway, I need to give you some details because it's actually going to happen this weekend.
You know, this is a lot. This weekend?
Yeah, dude, I know. But I really could use you by my side, man.
You know, I hate to do this to you. I'm thinking I'm busy.
I mean, good thing the date's flexible. I can always move it around your schedule. When do you want to be my best man? Next Tuesday? Thursday? What's your schedule looking like, bro?
Ricky, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you or anything like that. And up front, my apologies if this sounds rude or mean or whatever, but I have no idea who the hell you are.
Whoa, dude. You're funny. You almost had me. That is
No.
Dude, that's exactly why you're going to make the greatest best man ever,
no,
dude.
No, seriously. I literally don't know who you are.
Oh, you're being for real. Like, you're serious.
100%, yes.
That one kind of hurt. I can't believe you wouldn't remember me. Do you recognize the name Rowdy Ricky?
No, not at all, man. I'm sorry.
We went to middle school together. Remember me now? I'm the one who got kicked out for suspected arson.
I mean,
suspected, obviously.
Yeah, I went there, but I still don't remember you. And that was like 20 years ago. It was a real long time ago, man.
Honestly, in your defense, I was only there for a little bit of time. But dude, you made a huge impression on me, and I was hoping you'd remember that, dog. You don't remember the lunchroom?
What do you mean by the lunchroom?
You know, there was that day in the lunchroom. That's when we became best friends.
Best friends?
Bro, this is the story I tell all my friends and family. It was that time at lunch when you were about to sit down at a table, and then you saw me and said, hey. And that was the first time I made a friend.
No.
After that, you inspired me, bro. So I got kicked out for the stupid quote-unquote arson or whatever they call lighting a fire. I ran away. I went to a boy's home. I learned jiu-jitsu. And then I joined the Navy to earn college credit. I got into university. And I banged so many sorority girls all because of you, dude.
No. I don't remember any of this.
Well, I remember all of it. And I was going to save this for my speech at the wedding. But I'm naming my firstborn son after you, bro. I'm naming him Landon the Second, since he'll be the second most important Landon in my life. Guess who's the first? You.
Yeah, I kind of got that.
It's you.
Really don't think you should do that.
Wow, that's disappointing. Well, at this point, I need to tell you something, and I don't ever want you to forget what I'm about to say, okay? I love you, Landon. And I'm never, ever letting you leave my side again. You better get a restraining order, Landon.
Dude, hold, stop.
What?
Stop. What? Listen, this is just way too weird for me. Way too weird. I don't know you. I probably never did. And I definitely never want to.
I still love you. And so does your buddy, Jason.
Hey, what?
Because he set you up for this prank phone call.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
My name's Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap. None of this was real, bro.
Dude, that was so freaky. You knew some things from my past that you shouldn't know. That was weird.
Jason told me everything, man. He said you've been friends since you were in middle school and he just wanted to set you up, dog.
Oh, he's such a dickhead.
Oh, you remember Jason, but you don't remember Ricky, huh?
No, I definitely don't remember Rowdy Ricky, and I'm glad I don't. He's a freak, man.
Hey, off the air, dude. This is not going to make the final cut. I still love you.
Shut up, man. You're freaking me out now.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Do you want to have the aisle seat or the window seat?
I used to be window, now I'm an aisle guy.
Same here.
Would you like to add bacon to your burger for an extra $1.50?
No, thanks.
No,
healthier.
I don't like bacon.
Do you want to buy 3 t-shirts and get 1 free, or stuff all the shirts into your purse, walk out and get all 4 free?
I haven't been able to make a decision on one of these. It's too many choices.
I'm putting them all in Alexis's purse.
Well, see,
mine.
Most of the time, people love having choices because it makes them feel like they have power in a situation.
Totally.
And that's exactly how one of our listeners felt the other night when he was out and he had the choice between 2 female friends who were both all over him.
Oh, dang, boy.
Some power.
I mean, that's just like the t-shirt thing.
Yeah. I need more
big options.
That's
so
friendly.
He made his pick, and now the one he chose isn't calling back.
Of course.
And you will not believe the reason why.
Uh-oh.
We'll find out in your brand new second date update next.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Before we do today's second date update, I need a show of hands.
Okay.
If someone reaches out to us and says they technically didn't go on a date with this person, should we still help them?
Yes. I'm saying yes.
Yeah,
am I the
I'm
only
okay
one
with helping
no,
him?
It's literally called second date update.
Dude, come
I say
on.
No.
Rule schmools. Let's go.
Just taking the vibe of the room. I'm getting a yes from Alexis.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting a yes-ish from Jose.
No, my hands are all the way down to the ground.
I got 2 of my hands up.
Oh, Brooke's cheating. She's using 2
counting
hands,
my vote.
Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Brooke's cheating.
If you move both hands, it cancels out. So it's a no from Brooke.
No.
Brooke thinks it's not worth calling unless you've made it to third base.
I did not say that.
But it's 3 against 1 here. So let's just go to the phones.
What's happening?
Rudy, what's up, man? We're here to help. You know, at least 3 of us are.
Yeah. Okay.
What was your vote, Rudy? Did your hand up or down?
I'll take all the help I could get.
Awesome.
All right, Rudy.
Okay.
I'm the only one rooting for you over here, Rudy.
So I know you Thank said you. Technically you didn't go on a real date with this person, but what's her name?
Well, Allison is mainly.
Mainly.
Usually you just have one.
She's like, she's got a middle name and a last name, too.
Yeah.
So he wasn't sure which one to go with.
There was a complicated trifecta happening at one point, which I could get to.
Okay.
Okay, so the name has something to do with it all.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Where did you meet Allison at?
So my one friend, Mark, he's like a businessy, markety. To tell you the truth, I don't know exactly what he's
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
He wears a tie to work, and it's in a huge building.
Okay.
Well, you know
what? Okay. He works for a big company.
But Mark isn't the guy that we're calling, right?
No.
Okay, so we don't need his whole backstory. Why don't you tell us about Allison or whatever her name was?
Okay, well, he took us to this party anyways, he and our other friend Jeremy. Uh-huh. And it was like this really super posh party.
Ooh, fancy.
You know, there's going to be free drinks there. Our friend Jeremy, who went with us, is a total partier.
Okay, again, we just need to get to you meeting Allison
yeah.
at
okay,
the party.
Okay, I'm just trying to set it up for you. Okay,
all right.
So we go to the party. I feel like we're looking pretty suave, and a couple girls approach us.
Okay.
Is one of these women Allison, or are these completely other
No, that's
women?
My other friend, Cassandra. Yeah. Now she, I'm in her.
Okay.
I'd be crazy partier as well.
Yeah.
It's Allison and her lovely friend, Whitney, came up to us, and they asked us if we were waiters.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh, that
hurts
so
bad. Has happened to Jose before. Didn't
yeah.
it happen once?
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Well, I asked if we looked like waiters, and I thought we looked like the guys in Pulp Fiction, so I thought we were looking more that vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Same with me, like Brooke said. You wear a black button-up, everyone thinks you're a server.
Yeah.
Come on, this is a nice shirt.
Okay.
I think they were mainly just trying to break the ice and flirt with us anyway.
Oh, that'd be smart, kind of. I mean, playful.
Maybe.
And they were cool. They were funny. We were making them laugh. They were making us laugh. It was, we had a good thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Good,
so good. You guys started hanging out after the whole waiter debacle.
Yes, exactly. So there was this auction they were going to have to auction this $5,000 bottle of wine or whatever it was off, you know. And they were saying, if we win this bottle, you guys have to come share it with us. So they were definitely putting it out there.
Oh, dang.
And then, you know, the DJ started up. It was all 80s music. We're all dancing together. And I don't mean to be, like, bragging, but I'm pretty sure both the girls ran to me at this point.
Both of them.
What makes you say that?
Yeah.
Just the way we were dancing, and, you know, I felt like a bit of a pinball at one point in a dance line, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean, the way you were dancing?
Well, I was in the middle, and I felt like I was kind of getting knocked back and forth a little bit.
It's like an Allison sandwich with whatever her friend
with
was
Whitney.
Named?
Her friend is Whitney. But then Allison pulled me to the side at one point, and we were kind of soloing, so I kind of inched her towards the darkness a little bit. And
darkness? You want to go to the dark corner with me?
Where nobody can see or hear you.
Well, you know, we were trying to find a little bit of privacy. It was going that direction.
Okay.
I mean, this is like part business, like party, and part middle school dance. Yeah. It's starting to feel like.
Well, the throwback 80s was, I mean, yeah, it did feel like a different time. But
okay.
Speaking of that, When Doves Cry came on, and she pulls me in, and we start going at it.
Oh.
Is Doves Cry a song?
Do you ask if it's a song?
Yeah.
Oh, Alexis, Prince?
It's an 80s song, so.
I know Prince.
You don't know Prince
don't
know When Doves Cry.
It's a really famous song from the 80s, very romantic. So she pulled you in to kiss during that.
Yes, and it was very hot. It would look like a Prince video.
Nice.
You're wearing all purple. You got a ruffled shirt on.
You're like, oh, my eye makeup is running. Oh, my mascara.
So did something bad happen after this? Like, why?
No, that's what I don't understand. That's why I'm calling you guys, because after that wine auction was over, I went back. I couldn't find Allison, and I found her friend Whitney, and she said Allison had left, but she gave me Allison's phone number.
Okay.
That's a good wing woman.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She just left?
Yeah. And I texted Allison. And, I mean, we had a back and forth, but then suddenly she just ghosted, stopped responding.
Oh, interesting. I mean, at first I thought that, like, you know, maybe Whitney gave you the wrong number or something. But if you actually talk to her.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything else from the night that you think could have been a red flag for her?
Not that I can remember.
Was she, like, super wasted?
No.
Were you super wasted?
I mean, I enjoyed maybe 2 drinks at the beginning of the night, but we were dancing. By the time I got the phone number, I sweat it all out.
Okay.
Okay. Did you end up winning that $5,000 bottle of wine?
Ooh. No. Nobody did. Maybe that was part of the problem.
Maybe there it is. They said we only want the people that can afford this.
Uh-oh.
I feel that.
All right, Rudy. Well, let's play a song. We'll come back, call Allison, and then we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on. Sorry to bring back bad memories with this song, Rudy, but I decided to play my When Doves Cry instrumental that I made on my old Retrosonic Synthwave keyboard that I have at home.
That's why it sounds like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the reason I'm playing it is because Rudy kissed a woman named Allison that he met at a recent charity event while this song was playing in the background.
Yeah.
And by the time the night was over, Allison had already taken off. Luckily, Rudy got her number from one of her friends who was still hanging out there. And so we're about to call Allison because she's been kind of slow, kind of spotty responding to Rudy's text. Mm-hmm. Rudy, how you feeling, man?
I mean, that song was too soon, to be honest.
Too soon, buddy. Did you ever even get a chance to ask Allison out again?
I mean, I tried to. That was the no response part. I think that might have been where we left.
That's tough.
Okay.
I just completely don't understand it. Like, even while we were texting, I felt chemistry, and I definitely felt the chemistry that night when we were dancing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the worst.
Yeah. So you went to that dark corner.
Well, let's figure out what's going on, man. We're going to call Allison. We'll try and get you your second date update. Are you ready?
I am. I'm ready.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Allison?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, I don't understand. What is this?
This is a radio show.
Yep.
And we do a segment called A Second Date Update. That's also what this is.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever heard it before?
No, I haven't at all.
Okay. I was a little more hopeful, but that's fine.
At all? Not even once?
Well, you should definitely go to my Instagram, at It's Young Jeffrey, and you'll find a little bit of information about our show on there.
Yeah, he posts once a year.
A very small amount of information, but quality.
Maybe the link to our website. We're legit, though. We're not, like, we're not some weirdos.
We're
do this all the time.
Legit,
no,
though.
We are weirdos.
Okay, well, just...
Anyway, this is called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's good. Yeah. Somebody likes you. They want to see you again.
Exactly. And that person's name's Rudy.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember Rudy then from the party?
Yeah. I feel bad. I think he's probably a really nice guy. This is just my friend's fault for giving out my number.
Oh,
you didn't want Rudy to have your number?
Are you in a relationship or something?
No, the whole thing's really weird. It's kind of a long story.
We have time. That's actually perfect timing.
Well, we don't have too much time, but why don't we tell you what we know? And then you can fill in the blanks, okay?
Okay, perfect.
So we know that you met Rudy and a couple of his friends at a charity event, and you guys hung out for a while, shared some cocktails. You guys were talking about bidding on an expensive bottle of wine together, and you ended up dancing, and you and Rudy shared a nice little kiss.
Well, we shared a kiss. That is true.
Oh, my God. It was like a moment for him. He even knew what song was playing when you guys were kissing.
Yeah.
It was When Doves Cry. Do you remember that?
I remember it was a slow song.
Okay. It wasn't as magical maybe for you as it was for him?
There were like no sparks lit for me.
Oh,
it was
I was hoping for something a little easier
literally
than
the
that.
Opposite of what you said.
Why didn't you like him?
Okay, this is really bad, so please don't judge me. So me and my friend were at this thing, and it was really boring. And at the start of the night, we saw this group of guys, and I don't know how we came up with the idea, but basically we chose the one that was like the most medium attractive of the group and had a bet of like who could get him to kiss them first.
Most medium.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know it's really bad. I didn't think I'd have to tell anybody about it, obviously. So,
I think it sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was definitely fun. It was really messed up. It's not something I would want to like admit to having done, but it was.
Right.
It made the night way more interesting for sure.
Yeah, and so Rudy was the guy.
Yeah, so we were both kind of just like flirting and being a little competitive, and then like during a slow song, I was kind of able to sneak away with him. And
oh, I see.
This all makes sense.
Yeah. This is why he was saying like they both seemed kind of into me.
Yeah. Which I can't believe he was reading that right. I thought he was totally off base. Like, oh, of course, some guy always thinks that
multiple
women.
I thought they were, pushing him away.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I understand it started as a bet. Was there anything, maybe, that was between you two?
Like I said, there weren't any sparks. So, yeah, I kissed him, and then it was kind of like, I got my $20, and I just left to avoid the awkwardness.
Oh, man. So it's messed up that your friend Whitney gave him your number.
Yeah, I feel like she did it just to mess with me. Like, I don't know what she thought was happening. It feels like she was just trying to mess with me. Like, she was mad she lost her
$20. Do you realize how well that worked? Like, now you're on a radio show. Your friend trolled you to the utmost degree. Like, you got on the radio.
Yeah, she owes me more than $20.
Yeah.
Well, Allison, as much as I appreciate you sharing that with all of us, this is about to get a little bit more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I need to let you know that Rudy's been on the other line listening this entire time.
Oh, my God. No, I feel so bad.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you.
It's really bad. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's not
great. Rudy there.
Wow. I thought this usually happens to bad guys.
Buddy.
You're not a bad guy.
Don't be upset.
You're a medium guy, according to Allison.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Medium attractive. Apparently, it felt like you were much more than medium attracted to me. And whether it started as a bet, it felt like there were sparks to me, better, no bet. I mean,
girls are really good at faking it, bro.
I'm really sorry. I mean, it's not like I honestly even gave you a chance because I was just really, this sounds mean. We were just really bored and I was just kind of looking for something to do. And it was just like a competitive thing. And so
weren't bored when you were hanging out with us. You were having a good time. So,
I appreciate you guys being fun, and I did have a good time. That's definitely true.
Well, maybe you should give me a chance to show you a totally different situation. You approach it differently just to hang out and see if you have a good time with no bed and no pressure from your friend and no
$20. Hold on, slow down, brother.
Kind of cool because, I mean, listen to this guy. He could be irate with you right now. He could be calling you names. He could be really angry. And instead, he's pretty understanding and pretty chill about it. Like,
I'm an understanding guy. I'm a sensitive, nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Rudy, it's an impressive response.
Yeah, just even keel, not too hot, not too cold, average Rudy.
Stop it, Jeffrey.
It's a good thing, is what we're saying.
Allison, I just think that, like, maybe there's something there if you actually did what he said and gave it a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really bad. I feel like I probably owe you that much.
Yeah, and
don't do a pity date.
Yeah.
I think Rudy's fine with that.
Is it possible that Whitney gave Rudy your number because she felt like there was a connection there?
Oh.
I definitely didn't think about that until now. I mean, it's possible.
Dude, listen, I'm all for love, okay? I love that. But this is probably the first time I've ever said this. Why do you want to go out with her, bro? She just rejected you. You look thirsty now, dog. She's like, I don't like him. It was a game. And you're like, well, let's do it again.
Me, you guys are a little thirsty. That's okay.
I know. Medium guys.
Maybe I'm a hopeless romantic, but I really felt something there, and I feel it's worth trying to get a second chance.
It's possible that Allison was so focused on her winnings of $20 that the money just blinded her to what was really there.
100%. That's 100% what could have happened. I'm like an intensely competitive person.
Hey, wow. I didn't think of it that way.
I know. I never thought that line was going to work, but since it did.
How about this? I bet you will have a good time if you go on a second date.
$20 and raising her $20. Are we doubling down? What are we doing?
That's right.
I'm doubling down.
In fact, if you say yes to that, Allison, then we will offer to pay for that date.
There we go.
Okay. I would definitely do that.
You are making so much money hanging out with this guy.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a yes?
It's a yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay!
You won't be sorry.
Look at that. Magic is in the air. Prince has entered the building once again. Congratulations, Rudy.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Oh my God. I didn't think this was going to turn out so
cute. I didn't think
so
either. In fact, I'm feeling a little bit tempted to kiss somebody here.
Who's the most medium of the bunch?
Yeah,
I know.
Okay, step on up.
Rudy, I love you.
I love you, too.
Prince really does work magic.
Every time.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I was on the phone with my dad the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked how work was going.
Okay.
And so I said, actually, the radio show is doing great.
Yeah.
And he said, wait, radio show? What radio show?
He doesn't know you're on?
Well, I said, Dad, remember? I've been on it for like 10 years now.
Yeah, you've been working in the skin for a while.
And he goes, hold on, you're still working there? You couldn't get a real job?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, I mean, Dad, I've kind of grown a lot. Like, my name is in the title now.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
And he said, yeah, well, O.J. Simpson's name was in the title of a book, too. Should he be proud?
That's such a dad response.
Oh, yeah. He shouldn't be proud.
And I said, everyone's going to jump off a bridge, Jeff. Are you going to follow?
It's a little bit of a weird comparison.
Yeah, it is.
And he goes, at least OJ ran for 2,000 yards in a season. What have you done?
And Dad, what?
That was the moment I realized my father respects the juice more than he respects me.
That's not good.
I think you
have some daddy issues.
Yeah.
The last thing he said before he hung up on me was, if the mic doesn't fit, you should probably quit. Even though I don't have my dad's approval, still gonna try and keep my head up.
Oh, you got this, buddy.
You need a hug?
And I'm gonna sing my brand new song of the week.
Okay.
Your dad's like song of the woods?
Yeah. This one's for you, Dad. It's coming up. All right, it's time for Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week.
All right.
Okay.
And with so much crazy stuff going on in the world right now, I mean, they're doing the Olympics in empty stadiums.
Yes.
The Pentagon just casually admitted that UFOs are real.
Yeah, and you know what? Totally. We all just took it in stride.
Yep. Yeah, we were like, yeah, we knew. All right.
Your senior citizen billionaires are the new astronauts.
Can we not give them that title? It just hurts my soul.
Wow. With all of that going on,
yeah,
there's only one thing that people want to talk about right now, though.
What?
Bennifer.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
It is a nostalgia that we have been longing for.
Guys, I didn't know. I saw a picture of them. I thought it was an old picture. I'm like, why is this resurfacing? No,
it's all over the place.
Get with it.
Yeah. Jenny from the block and Benny from the Boston area.
Okay.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, almost 20 years after they first got together, they're officially back in a relationship.
Wow. Did you see the picture on the Italian yacht where they recreated the Jenny from the Block music video moment where his hands on her butt?
Oh, I saw the
bucket.
Yeah, that's what I did see.
See, I think nobody really knows how to feel about it because it's kind of sweet and nostalgic, but it's also kind of weird to see them together two decades later.
Because
people aren't sure, like, is this real love? Or are they both just trying to stay in the spotlight right now?
Yeah.
Or maybe is it all just a bunch of holograms?
That could be true.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it would work in the sunlight on a yacht, but okay.
Technology's crazy. Yeah. But whatever it is, I say it's a welcome distraction from all the craziness that's been happening all over the world.
Yes, give me Bennifer.
And since everybody's obsessed, I'm going to sing about them.
Yay!
God, they can play this at their wedding.
For a throwback relationship, I needed a throwback song.
Okay.
So I'm going way back.
Okay.
And
how
instead
far?
Of the hit by Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, it's Young Jeffrey's Breaking Up and Back to J-Lo.
I kind of like it. I feel like I can already sing along with you in my head.
I was giving me some good positive energy.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to point when I'm ready. Points. Bennifer. Bennifer. Bennifer.
Bennifer.
Bennifer. Ben is back with J-Lo again. Their love is more confusing than Barbie and Ken. Bennifer back in the news. Getting flashbacks to 2002. Can't escape it. Every website has them kissing in broad daylight. Ditch the partners that they had. J-Lo's hit, hey, come and meet your brand new dad. Breaking it up and back to J-Lo. Decades later, but they look the same, though. Dropped fiance like a hot potato. Never seen Benny smile so wide. Breaking up and back to J-Lo. TMZ is getting all the photos. Making out wherever they go. Like back in junior high. Just PDA all the time. She took A-Rod and threw him away. Then took a bigger boat out to Saint-Tropez. Then rekindled the flame so he could bring her back to a Red Sox game. I guess sequels are what we do, but no one asked for Geely Part 2. Ben and J-Lo, Hollywood, like Kim and Kanye, probably won't end so good. Breaking up and back to J-Lo, a Boston boy with a hot Latino, like Tabasco with a jar of mayo. Kinda weird, but there's still a snack. Breaking up and back with J-Lo, more unlikely than a double rainbow. All their exes think they're insane-o, and Garner won't take him back. P. Diddy thinks she's wild. She's Selena, he's Batman, but who will end up with Matt Damon? J-Lo's booty's a work of art. Benny loves it, plus he says she's wicked smart.
Yeah.
Bennifer. Breaking up
and back with J-Lo. Right now hotter than flaming Cheetos. Sucking faces like lip mosquitoes. Turning 50, feeling 25. Waking up and back to J-Lo. Why do all of Jenny's exes stray though? Praying this time Ben's gonna stay home. Don't you ever let the nanny by. Waking up and back with J-Lo. Kinda crazy like the movie Argo. If they ever Netflix and chill low, you'll watch themselves at the same time.
Yes!
All right!
I loved it!
Hot sauce and a jar of mayo was the perfect analogy for who they are.
Kind of what it is.
Oh my god. Yeah. It's like he's a jar of mayonnaise with that terrible Phoenix back tattoo. Yeah. Oh my god.
But somehow it works.
Interesting. Do you think every day he's waking up being like, huh, why? Why is she with me?
Yeah. I mean, they both have a lot of baggage that they're bringing to this relationship. Yeah. But I think everybody is praying for the best for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We want this one to stick.
We always want love to prevail.
We do.
Yeah. Through the unstableness.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of, like, drama to keep us going.
Sure.
But in the end, hopefully they end up together.
Yeah.
Make sure you text in to 78592 and tell us what you thought about the song of the week. We're going to have the videos up on the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram, on our TikTok, also on Facebook, so you
YouTube.
Go check them out there.
Oh, yeah, and you put the lyrics up on YouTube if people want to read
the
lyrics.
Yes, if you want to go see the lyrics.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooks, Fox!
All right, Brooke, this is for 7 wins in a row today.
All right.
You're going to be playing Dan from Elma, whose current record against you is 0-2.
Wait, he's 0, I'm 2.
Yes,
right?
He is 0.
Okay.
You are 2.
This isn't starting well.
Dan, how's it going, man?
It's going all right. Thank you.
How's Elma today?
What's happening
there? Elma's wonderful. Been there for about 46 years.
Oh, wow, Dan.
Wow.
What was the most exciting thing that's happened this week in Elma?
Nothing.
Wow. Big sell, Dan. Are you the head of the tourism board for the city?
Yeah. I probably shouldn't be.
Yeah. That's where they go. Come to Elma. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
You're safe.
That could be a highlight for some people.
Yeah, totally.
All right, we're sending Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, Dan, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible.
Oh, boy.
If you don't know, just say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
All right.
All right, your time starts now. On this day in 2007, Britney Spears divorced what rapper and dancer?
Can't remember. Pass.
What team recently won the NBA championship?
Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks.
In World War II, what was Italy, Japan, and Germany's alliance called?
Pass.
What type of bear has a clear eyelid?
Polar.
What Disney character originally had the name Mortimer?
Ah, got it.
Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And Dan, do you have any big summer plans coming up?
Well, I celebrated my 50th birthday here last weekend. So.
Hey, happy birthday. You didn't celebrate in Elma, did you? Because they do not do things there.
You know, that was the most exciting thing I guess I should have said.
There it is, your birthday.
Yeah, whoever planned that party is not feeling super awesome right now.
The whole town showed up, all 8 of them. It was great.
All right, Brooke, your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. On this day in 2007, Britney Spears divorced what rapper and dancer?
Kevin Federline.
What team recently won the NBA championship?
Milwaukee Bucks.
In World War II, what was Italy, Japan, and Germany's alliance called?
Evil.
What type of bear has a clear eyelid?
Polar bear.
What Disney character originally had the name Mortimer?
The Mickey Mouse.
From which country did yoga originate?
India.
All right, answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
Hey, funny man, say something funny.
Bolaños.
Every time you tell someone you're a comedian, they say that.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me a joke. All right, well. All right, Dan from Elma. You know what the most exciting thing happened in Elma today? You got 2 correct.
Oh, all right, Dan.
Hey. Yeah, and Brooke.
Hey. Yes.
Up here in Bellevue, you got 5 correct.
Oh, no, Dan. I'm sorry, man.
I like your persistence, right, though, Dan.
0-3.
Yep.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. On this day in 2007, Britney Spears divorced Kevin Federline after they were married for 2 years.
Oh my God, that was so long ago now.
I thought they were going to work out.
Well.
The team that just won the NBA championship would be the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
It's the first time in 50 years that they brought a championship there. In World War II, Italy, Japan, and Germany's alliance was called the Axis Powers.
Oh. I was close.
You were very close.
Well, I apologize to all of our listeners in Italy and Germany for Brooke calling you guys evil. That wasn't very nice.
I think I was talking about Stalin and Hitler. Yeah. So we're good, actually, Jeffrey.
Japan kind of bombed us.
Yeah.
It was all...
Yeah, there were good points on both sides sometimes.
You're Jewish.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying?
Yeah, you know.
All right.
What type of bear has a clear eyelid? Polar bears have a clear eyelid so they can see when they swim underwater.
Good job, you guys both got that.
The Disney character that originally had the name Mortimer was Mickey Mouse. He was Mortimer Mouse until Walt's wife convinced him that that was a terrible name.
Which it was.
And then the country that yoga originated in was India over 5,000 years ago.
Oof.
So, Dan, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you have won a $25 gift certificate to Pizza Hut. And I don't know, what's your opinion on pineapple on pizza, Dan?
I think it should go on every single time on Canadian bacon.
Yeah, Dan, that's what I'm talking about.
Dip
that pineapple pizza in ranch and tell me it's not delicious.
So follow-up question, Dan, have you always been a sociopath or did you just recently become one?
Oh, that's what makes him evil. Sorry, Jeffrey.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's going to start World War
III,
bro.
All right, Dan, you enjoy your pizza. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.